Fuddy by Kale Puonti. Translated by Katrina Kitchens. Read by Michael Magellati. Copyright by Kale Puonti, 2025. Audiobook published by Bazaar. Recorded at Book Brothers in Helsinki, 2025. A dog with money is called Sir Dog, an Arabic proverb. Hurula neighborhood, Helsinki. I'm sorry, please don't kill me. In God's name, don't kill me. A man groaned on the bottom of a sandpit in Hurula, outside Helsinki proper. His hands and ankles were tied behind his back with cable ties. A black hood covered his head, and dark drops of sweat dripped down his neck. The man was down on his knees, whining. One of the men of the sandpit snatched the hood off the man's head and hit him with an open hand on the left cheek. The man fell on his side, sobbing loudly. The other assaulter kicked the man hard in the side with a combat boot. "Shut up, Sid Buzak. You knew not a single pill was to get to the police. All of you had been clearly informed that they were not to be used in Finland," shouted the assaulter over the victim on the ground and spat on him. "Fucking rat. Allah jinalak fasad. You are going to die like a dog," the man continued his insults. "I'm sorry," the man groaned and sobbed. "I was an addict, back in Mosul. All I took was 20 or 30 pills that fell on the truck floor. I was going to get rid of them, but couldn't," the man cried, pleading with his captors. "We might have spared your life, but now, after your drunken night in jail, the police know the pills are in Finland," one of the men bellowed and kicked the man again. "Why do you go snitching to the cops after you got out so quick?" the tormentor demanded of the man languishing on the ground. "I didn't tell them anything, I swear," the man cried. "And I wasn't drunk. I had an epileptic seizure, and the cops questioned me in the hospital that one time. I told them I didn't know what the pills were and that I found them in the refugee center's bathroom. Please forgive me. I swear I haven't done any bad. Astaghfirullah." His face covered in snot and sand, the man tried to get up off the wet ground and sit. An older gentleman in a long, expensive coat watched the scene from a distance and pulled up his collar. The April evening temperature had fallen to a few degrees, and a harsh wind added to the chill. "Let's go, Bashar. Go tell the guys to dig a hole deep enough that no one's ever going to find the fool," Fadi Muhammad said to his driver and, with some effort, got in his black Range Rover to keep warm. Doukola neighborhood, Helsinki. Luckily, the girl takes after her mother, and the father's ugly genes haven't ruined the beautiful child's looks, chuckled Detective Sergeant Mikko Louhela to Aleksi Ojanen, who stood, surrounded by the rest of the team, on his mother-in-law's porch. The May Saturday was surprisingly warm, and Ojanen's colleagues from the Helsinki Organized Crime Unit had moved from the house to the porch to have their coffee. "The kid's so pretty, it makes me wonder if Aleksi was even there at the time of conception." "Just kidding. Congratulations, Dad." Sisukurki laughed and stuffed an entire cookie in his mouth. Senior Detective Constable Kurki had found a slightly too tight suit to wear, making the former SWAT team member look quite presentable. For the occasion, a fashionable pair of trousers had replaced his age-old black pants with thigh pockets. "Thank you all," Senior Detective Constable Ojanen said. "We're so glad you all could make it to Kirsikka's christening. Johanna said it was nice to meet you guys, after she's heard so much about our group. I doubt having us here boosted her faith in the authorities at all, but thanks for the invite. These name-giving ceremonies are always nice," chuckled Detective Sergeant Kosti Kartamo. "We had a priest do the baptizing. Johanna's mom wanted it that way. I don't care too much for the churchy stuff myself," Ojanen put in. "The refreshments are excellent, too," Louhela teased. "Won't compete with Kirsi's baking, but they'll do." Senior Detective Constable Kirsi Koski threw him a look that could kill. "I'll never bake anything for you again if you're going to give me a hard time," Koski said angrily, but then burst out laughing. Koski knew full well that her baking...